At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My friends, have you ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode? The lid rattling, steam hissing, contents bubbling furiously inside. That's what stress can feel like in our lives. Today, we're going to explore how to turn down the heat and find God's peace in the midst of life's pressures. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you, in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Stress can consume us, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and helpless. But God offers us a different path. In Philippians 4, verse 6, we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This verse reminds us that we have a choice in how we respond to life's challenges. We can choose to let stress control us, or we can choose to turn to God. I want to share with you 3 powerful perspectives that will help you stop stressing and start living in God's peace. Number 1, shifting your focus. My dear friends, let's begin by exploring how we can shift our focus away from stress and onto God's promises. When we're caught up in the whirlwind of worry, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But God calls us to a higher perspective, one that transcends our earthly concerns. In Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus teaches us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This verse challenges us to prioritize our relationship with God above all else. When we do this, everything else falls into place. It doesn't mean our problems magically disappear, but it does mean we gain a new outlook on them. Think about the times you've been stressed. Where was your focus? Often, we fixate on our problems, turning them over and over in our minds. But what if we turned our attention to God instead? Imagine the peace that would flood your heart if you spend as much time praising God as you do worrying. The Apostle Paul understood this concept well. Despite facing countless hardships, he maintained an attitude of joy and contentment. In Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13, he writes, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me." Paul's secret was his unwavering focus on Christ. No matter what circumstances he faced, he knew that Christ was his source of strength. We can learn from Paul's example. When stress threatens to overwhelm us, we can choose to shift our focus to God's faithfulness. Remember the story of Peter walking on water. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he defied the laws of nature. But the moment he looked at the waves, he began to sink. The same is true for us. When we focus on our problems, we start to sink under the weight of stress. But when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we rise above our circumstances. So how do we practically shift our focus? It starts with gratitude. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, start thanking God for what's right. Even in the midst of trials, there's always something to be grateful for. The air in your lungs, the roof over your head, a love of family and friends. When we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, we train our minds to see God's blessings rather than our burdens. Another powerful way to shift our focus is through worship. When we lift our voices in praise, we remind ourselves of who God is and who we are in Him. We are not defined by our stress or our struggles. We are children of the Most High God, heirs to His kingdom. In Psalms 34, verse 1, David declares, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." This wasn't just a casual statement. David wrote many of his psalms during times of intense stress and danger. Yet, he chose to praise God anyway. And in doing so, he found strength and courage to face his challenges. We can do the same. When stress threatens to consume you, start praising God. Declare His goodness, His power.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Or His love. As you do, you'll find your perspective shifting. Your problems won't seem as insurmountable when viewed in light of God's greatness. Lastly, we can shift our focus by meditating on God's Word. The Bible is filled with promises of God's faithfulness and care for us. When we fill our minds with these truths, they crowd out the lies that stress tells us. In Joshua 1 verse 8, God instructs, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Meditating on God's Word doesn't mean emptying your mind. It means filling it with God's truth. It means thinking deeply about His promises, letting them sink into your heart and mind. As you do this, you'll find your thoughts aligning more with God's perspective than with the world's stressful outlook. My friends, shifting our focus is a choice we make every day, every moment. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. When we choose to focus on God rather than our stress, we open ourselves up to His peace, His strength, and His wisdom. So today, I challenge you to shift your focus. Choose gratitude over grumbling, praise over panic, and God's Word over worry. As you do, you'll find that stress loses its grip on your life, replaced by the perfect peace that only God can give. Number 2, renewing our minds. My dear friends, now that we've talked about shifting our focus, let's explore how we can renew our minds to combat stress. Our thoughts have power over our emotions and actions. When we allow negative, stressful thoughts to dominate, we find ourselves trapped in a cycle of worry and fear. But God offers us a way out. In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul urges us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This verse teaches us that transformation begins in our minds. We have the power to choose what we think about. When we align our thoughts with God's truth, we experience a radical change in our perspective and our response to stress. So, how do we practically renew our minds? It starts with recognizing the lies that stress tells us. Stress whispers that we're not good enough, that we can't handle what's coming, that God has abandoned us. But these are all lies. God's word tells us a different story. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, we read, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse reminds us that fear and stress are not from God. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. When stressful thoughts come, we need to challenge them with God's truth. Are you worried about the future? Remember, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God has good plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Do you feel overwhelmed by your responsibilities? Recall Philippians 4, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You're not facing your challenges alone. Christ is with you, strengthening you for every task. Renewing our minds also involves replacing negative self-talk with God's promises. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Instead of, "I'm so worried," say, "I trust in God's perfect peace." This isn't about denying reality or pretending everything is fine when it's not. It's about choosing to view our circumstances through the lens of God's truth rather than our own limited perspective. Another powerful way to renew our minds is through memorizing scripture. When we hide God's word in our hearts, we have a ready defense against stressful thoughts. In Psalms 119 verse 11, the psalmist declares, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." While this verse speaks specifically about avoiding sin, the principle applies to combating stress as well. When we've memorized God's promises, we can recall them in moments of stress, using them to counter anxious thoughts. It's like having a spiritual first aid kit, always at the ready. Renewing our minds also involves cultivating positive habits of thought. In Philippians 4 verse 8, Paul gives us a guideline for what to think about. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." When we fill our minds with good things, there's less room for stress and worry to take hold. This doesn't mean ignoring problems or pretending everything is perfect. It means choosing to focus on the good, even in difficult situations. It means looking for God's hand at work, even when circumstances seem bleak. My friends, renewing our minds is not a one-time event. It's a daily, moment-by-moment choice. Every time a stressful thought comes, we have the opportunity to capture it and submit it to Christ. In 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, Paul describes this process: "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This verse paints a powerful picture of spiritual warfare. Our battlefield is our mind, and our weapon is God's truth. When we actively engage in this battle, refusing to let stress control our thoughts, we experience the freedom and peace that God intends for us. Remember, my dear friend, that renewing your mind is a process. It takes time and practice. Don't be discouraged if you find yourself falling back into old thought patterns. Each time you choose to align your thoughts with God's truth, you're making progress. You're rewiring your brain to default to faith instead of fear, to trust instead of worry. As you continue this practice, you'll find that your automatic responses to stressful situations begin to change. Instead of immediately spiraling into anxiety, you'll find yourself turning to God's promises. Instead of being overwhelmed by worry, you'll experience the peace that passes understanding. This is the power of a renewed mind. It's not just about feeling better in the moment. It's about transforming your entire approach to life, seeing everything through the lens of God's love and faithfulness. So today, I encourage you to start the process of renewing your mind. Challenge those stressful thoughts with God's truth. Memorize scripture that speaks to your specific fears and worries. Practice thinking about things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and praiseworthy. As you do, you'll find that stress loses its power over you, replaced by the perfect peace that comes from a mind stayed on God. And number three, embracing God's strength. My dear friends, we've explored shifting our focus and renewing our minds. Now, we will look at embracing God's strength as our ultimate solution to stress. When life's pressures mount, it's easy to rely on our own limited resources. We try to push through on willpower alone, often ending up more stressed and exhausted than before. But God offers us a different way. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, we find this beautiful promise. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This verse reminds us that true strength comes from God. When we learn to rely on Him, we tap into an inexhaustible source of power. So how do we practically embrace God's strength in our daily lives? First, we must recognize our own weakness. This might seem counterintuitive or contradictory, but it's actually the starting point of receiving God's strength. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, Paul shares a profound lesson he learned. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." When we admit our inability to handle stress on our own, we open ourselves up to God's power working through us. It's in our weakness that His strength shines brightest. Another key to embracing God's strength is through prayer. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God, our opportunity to pour out our hearts and receive His peace and power. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, we're given this instruction: "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we bring our stresses to God in prayer, we're exchanging our burdens for His peace. We're tapping into His strength to face whatever challenges lie ahead. Embracing God's strength also means trusting in His promises. Throughout Scripture, God assures us of his presence and help in times of trouble. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, he says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When stress threatens to overwhelm us, we can stand on promises like these. We can remind ourselves that we're not facing our challenges alone. Another powerful way to embrace God's strength is through community. God didn't design us to face life's challenges alone. In Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 to 10, we read, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." When we're stressed, it's tempting to isolate ourselves. But that's exactly when we need the support of our brothers and sisters in Christ. By sharing our burdens with others, we allow God's strength to flow through the body of Christ. My friends, embracing God's strength also involves resting in his presence. In our fast-paced world, we often feel guilty for taking time to rest. But God actually commands us to rest. In Exodus 20, verse 8, he instructs, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." This commandment isn't meant to restrict us, but to free us. When we take time to rest in God's presence, we're refreshed and strengthened. We're reminded that the world doesn't depend on our constant activity. Embracing God's strength also means surrendering our will to his. Often, our stress comes from trying to force our own plans and timelines. But when we surrender to God's will, we find a peace that surpasses understanding. Jesus modeled this for us in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed in Luke 22, verse 42, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Even in his moment of greatest stress, Jesus chose to align himself with God's will. We can follow his example, trusting that God's plans for us are good, even when we don't understand them. My dear friends, embracing God's strength is a daily choice, a moment-by-moment decision to rely on him rather than ourselves. It's choosing to believe his promises, even when our circumstances seem to contradict them. As we make these choices consistently, we'll find that stress loses its power over us. We'll discover a strength that doesn't depend on our circumstances or our own abilities. We'll experience the truth of Nehemiah 8, verse 10. "The joy of the Lord is your strength." This joy isn't based on everything going perfectly in our lives. It's a deep-seated confidence in God's goodness and power, regardless of what we face. So today, I encourage you to embrace God's strength. Admit your weakness and lean into his power. Bring your stresses to him in prayer. Stand on his promises. Connect with your community of believers. Rest in his presence. Surrender your will to his. As you do, you'll find that stress no longer controls you. Instead, you'll walk in strength and peace that only God can provide. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of all that is seen and unseen, I come before your throne of grace with awe and reverence. Your majesty fills the earth, and your power knows no bounds. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the source of all strength and peace. I praise you for your unfailing love and your endless mercy that greets me each morning. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that never wavers, even when my faith falters. I'm grateful for your constant presence in my life, guiding me through every storm and struggle. Merciful Lord, I confess that I have often relied on my own strength instead of yours. Forgive me for my trespasses and for the times I've allowed stress to control my thoughts and actions. As you have forgiven me, I also choose to forgive those who have added to my burdens and those who have trespassed against me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my weakness to you and ask for your strength to fill me. Help me to shift my focus from my problems to your promises. Renew my mind with your truth and with your peace that surpasses all understanding. I declare in the name of Jesus that stress no longer has a hold on me. I rebuke every spirit of anxiety and worry in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the enemy's attempts to overwhelm me with life's pressures. In the name of Jesus, I loose peace, joy, and strength into my life. Father, teach me to wait on you and renew my youth like the eagles. Show me how to run this race of life without growing weary. Help me to walk in faith without fainting under the weight of my burdens. Lord, I pray for your supernatural strength to flow through me in every situation. When I feel weak, remind me that your grace is sufficient for me. Let your power rest upon me and be perfected in my weakness. Father, I ask for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. Heal every area of my life that stress has damaged. Restore my peace, my joy, and my confidence in you. Lord, protect me from the attacks of the enemy, his lies, his traps, and his attempts to steal my peace. Shield me from discouragement, doubt, and despair. Surround me with your favor as with a shield. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. Pour out these same blessings of strength, peace, and protection upon them. Let them also experience the freedom of living in your strength, rather than their own. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and supporting each other. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory over stress, anxiety, and every work of the enemy in our lives. We ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live in your strength. Protect us, Lord, from the storms of life that threaten to overwhelm us. Help us to be still and know that you are God, even in the midst of chaos. We thank you for your faithfulness, your love, and your constant care for us. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.